Great to be together. As we step into today's teaching, week two in our series from Identity, I'm so thankful that as we continue church online through the month of November, we can now have people in our homes to do church together. So wherever you are, with whoever you are, welcome. Let's get into it today. I want to start somewhere possibly surprising with the last words of Buddha. Now, Buddha inspired with his teachings the religion Buddhism, followed by about 520 million people, particularly Indian. And his last words were this: strive on untiringly. Strive on untiringly. Now, you might have heard that before, you might not. Now, in total contrast, what do we hear Jesus utter when on the cross right before he died? He said, "It is finished." Now, as we look at truth and identity, let's unpack just how much these last words have an impact and what it means for us. Just before this, we were in a series from the book of James talking about authentic community. And so as we look now at identity, we realize that authentic community rests upon knowing who we are corporately and individually, together and individually in Jesus Christ, which is the only way to walk through the lies of what people say we are, what social media or who social media says we are, or that we are what we do. Our identity is based on none of these things. So, week two identity, my title today is Freedom for All. Freedom for All. We are who Jesus says we are, and out of that flows what we do. Every problem in the world, and right now you might be looking around at a world in chaos and disorder. Things are happening that are surprising, somewhat shocking, and you're going, what is going on? But the reality is, the truth is, every problem in the world is met in discipleship to Jesus, because the root of every problem in the world is the sinfulness of man. And I understand that this is offensive, but let's unpack the incredible promise that comes out of the realization of the truth in this way. Let's have a look at Romans 3, verses 22 to 24. This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference between Jew and Gentile, non-Jew, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. We need a Savior. The outcome of this sinfulness that is the root of all of these problems is that we need a Savior. We cannot save ourselves. And again, let's look at something that Buddha also said. In contrast to Jesus, Buddha says, be a light unto yourself. Be your own light. Now, that is a lot of work. And so there's so much rest in actually the truth of Jesus Christ, because Jesus, in contrast, says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And so as we look at the contrast between the two, and we look at the core of our identity, therefore, is something that we receive rather than we achieve. And there is rest and hope and freedom in that for all. And so we realize that whereas Buddha is saying everything must be found internally, do it yourself, work for it, perform it, Jesus is promising that we receive it externally from him. John 18, 31 and 32, this incredibly famous passage of scripture says this: to the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. As Michael Tucker said so well, Michael being one of our elders who taught last week, if you missed it, go back to last week's service and check it out. Jesus is not another truth. He is not just a truth. He is the truth. Profoundly changing the world, changing our lives, changing our eternity. School. Everyone's recently headed back to school. And what's been on my heart, and I'm sure many people, is that those who are at the end of their schooling, you know, year 11s and 12s, are right in the middle of exams that continue for the next couple of weeks. We are holding you in prayer. You have walked through such difficult circumstances, and we are supporting you, cheering you on, and holding you up as you navigate taking exams and the pointy end of all of your schooling. But there's a lesson in it for all of us. Scripture tells us who we are all of the time. Who are we to God? Through Christ, we are His children. And therefore, school is something that doesn't just end at year 12, but actually school is something that we are in for all of life, especially as we are discipled in following Jesus. We are children. We need to be taught, and we don't arrive in that. We are constantly being taught. Taught what we need to know. Not what we want to know often, but actually what we need to know. And that is not everything. And this continues for the whole of our lives. That's what discipleship is. The gospel, the good news of Jesus. We're invited in to realize that our life, our salvation is found in Him and Him alone. Our identity is found in Him and Him alone. The good news of Jesus isn't a self-help gospel. The Bible is not a self-help plan to make your life better for your sake. This is a misunderstanding, and John, where we're parked for the moment, is full of people misunderstanding Jesus' purpose and His teaching. We have been set free, not for some self-help trajectory for our own lives and benefit, although we are saved and have salvation and life for eternity, but freedom to serve others is what we've been given. And that is freedom from sin, shame, and death. But it's also freedom from being bound by the opinions of others or even our own opinions that can keep us in a small space. It's freedom from prejudice that often separates and makes us feel superior. Freedom from offense. It's freedom from the things that divide and an invitation into an identity in Christ that unites. So I talked about the theme of misunderstanding through John. Jesus did miracles. And there's not just misunderstanding, but controversy as well. And John 8, the truth will set you free, is no exception to the misunderstanding and controversy. So what's the deal with the misunderstanding? Well, the Jews' understanding of what Jesus was saying around set you free was the expectation that a Messiah would be a king and an army to set them free from the oppression of Roman rule of the time. We certainly know, experience in varying degrees, and it's not the same for everyone right now, that the world can take from us certain freedoms. But the key to our identity is not to let anyone or anything make you captive to that which Jesus has set you free. John 8, 34 to 36 says this, Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." Jesus' last words, "It is finished," means that by believing, you have been brought into the family of God forever. No one can take that from you. Nothing in the world can change that. But being that we live in the there, but not yet. What do I mean by that? Our future, our inheritance, where we are going is heaven, but we're not there yet. And so we're in a battle. And I want to address one. This season has put a huge amount of pressure on people's mental health. And scripture is telling us here, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. So let's practically apply this to this space, the battle in our minds. We have zero ability to stop thinking about something by force of will. If I say purple elephants, you're going to think about purple elephants. If you try to stop thinking about purple elephants, you will find it really hard to stop focusing on that. The more you try, the more you actually land on it. Now, it's a very simple kind of example, but apply it to something bigger that is having a huge effect on your life, potentially even something that is eroding the peace of your life. You cannot, by force of will, get that out of your mind. So what do then? The truth, Jesus himself, invites us to look at a 2,000-year-old lesson in truth and neuroplasticity. And psychology would agree with the practice of this. Matthew 4, verses 3 to 4. This is right after Jesus has been baptized. And we see the heavens open up and a voice says, "This is my son in whom I'm well pleased." And then he goes into the desert. What happens? Well, he's tempted by the devil in that space. And so thoughts are planted, offers are given, lies, temptations. And look how Jesus responds. So Matthew 4, verses 3 to 4. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." And Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Not only is this statement true, but Jesus, who has all authority, isn't even relying on his own authority, but that of God the Father to say, "No, what you're offering is a lie. That's not right. I know the truth, and here it is." And he's set free by that truth. That spoken truth quiets the enemy. The enemy who then tries to change tact a few more times, but doesn't repeat the same lie because the word of God, the truth, has authority to quiet those lies. In our thought life, the noise of the world, we're confronted every day by lies, by temptations that try to overwhelm us. And our response, our only response, is to replace that thought with the truth of God's word. Scripture tells us we can take every thought captive unto the name of Jesus, but we need to take that thought and replace it with the truth of God's word. In a world that presents us with almost unlimited subjective truths, my truth, a truth, we have to answer, what truth am I willing to commit my life to, even die to? What truth is the foundation for who I am? So today, do you believe that Jesus' words are true? Do you believe his words are true for everyone who believes? Because that's another step. An inclusive invitation to every man, woman, and child who lives and will live exclusively through Jesus. What would it change in your life to have a fresh realization of the truth of these words? Jesus is that truth. Not one option. The only option. The only name by which people can be saved. From what we really need saving from, which is the potential without Christ for a future that is an eternity of separation from God. Truth is core to our identity. without this foundation of truth, figuring this out is a non-starter. It's broken before you even started. Jesus is the truth, not a truth, the truth. And so we form this core, this unchanging foundation for our identity. First in the person of Jesus, and then the truth of the Word of God. And the freedom that no one can take from you, because Jesus said, "It is finished. It is finished." The truth has been given to us so that no one can lead us away from the truth, the person of Jesus and the Word of God. So arm yourself with it. Talk to mature believers about what they do. Rest. Surrender. Believe that Jesus is the truth. And rest in the assurance that He is holding you in His hands. And your identity in Him, your future in Him, is something that no one and no thing can take away from you. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for the incredible gift of Your Son, whose finished work on the cross is the defining factor in who we are, and the fact that we belong to You and that our future is assured no matter what circumstances come, no matter what seeks to divide or set itself up against the knowledge of God, it will not prevail. Your sovereignty, plan, and will to bring about Your kingdom will prevail. And we can take every burden, every problem, anything we face, we can bring it to You. And in You, as we surrender, find rest, hope, life, and peace for our souls, Lord, in a time where we so, so need it. Lord, when lies come against us, may we be disciplined in seeking You in prayer and in Your word to know how to respond, to replace the thoughts that are lies, the things that come from the enemy, the temptations, whatever they look like, to replace it with the truth of Your word and the authority that Your word carries. I thank You, Lord, that in Christ, when we know our identity in Christ, what unites us is infinitely and always greater than anything that would seek to divide. And so we hold on to that as an anchor and our hope. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. Well, church, it's been so good to meet together. And while we can't gather in person on a Sunday right now, there are many opportunities to gather, to grow, to worship and serve midweek. And to remember that we have been set free not to meet our own ends, but to live in the service of others. Hey, I want to encourage you. We have such a wonderful youth ministry headed up by Pastor Prudy and her team. And I want to commend that team and commend our youth who are growing in incredible ways in a really difficult season. Right now, we're in the middle of a silent auction, which is raising funds to help a mission in Jakarta in Indonesia raise funds for those who have been affected by COVID-19. So right below, you'll see a link in the description where you can go and see 20 pieces of art where you can bid silently in order to raise money for that. And hey, I encourage you to do that. Live beyond yourself in service of others and remember what you have been set free for. God bless. I look forward to seeing you soon.